I'm Dan Schwartzman with the NBC Sports Audio Update. The quarterfinals getting underway at Wimbledon as top-seeded Novak Djokovic faces 10-seed Jannik Sinner, while 9-seed Cameron Norrie battles unseeded David Goffin. In the women's draw, just 1-seeded players in action as 3rd-seed Anne Jabeur takes on Marie Buzkova, while Yuli Niemeyer faces fellow German Tatiana Maria. Full slate of games on the Major League Baseball schedule, with two matchups featuring both teams at 500 or better records, as the Tampa Bay Rays opened up a 3-game series at American League East rival the Boston Red Sox by being shut out 4-0, while the Atlanta Braves won at home 6-3 over the St. Louis Cardinals in a game featuring a lengthy rain delay to open a 4-game set. Washington Nationals star outfielder Juan Soto says an MRI showed that he did not suffer any damage to his left calf after leaving Sunday's game against the Miami Marlins due to tightness. Soto did not start today's game but did pinch hit in the 8th inning. On the season, the 28-year-old has struggled, hitting just .226 in 80 games. Just one game on the WNBA schedule as the Los Angeles Sparks knock off the Phoenix Mercury in LA 78-75, as the Sparks have now won 4 of the last 5 games. Reports say that Cristiano Ronaldo would be willing to play for Chelsea, but the Blues have not decided yet if they want to make an offer to Manchester United for the star. Sources say Ronaldo would be willing to take a pay cut from his £500,000 per week to ensure he can play in the Champions League next season. Barcelona confirming the signings of both defender Andreas Christensen and midfielder Frank Kessie on free transfers, with introductory press conferences expected later this week. Christensen spent the past 10 seasons with Chelsea, where the 26-year-old made 161 appearances for the Blues, while Kessie ended a 5-year stay at AC Milan, helping the Rossoneri win Serie A this past season for the first time in 11 years. Manchester United is signing Christian Eriksen to a 3-year contract, pending a physical. The 30-year-old, who suffered cardiac arrest while on the pitch during Euro 2020, played the second half of last season for Brentford. Both Manchester City and Arsenal announcing the transfer of Gabriel Jesus from the Etihad to the Emirates for a fee of £45 million with £10 million more in add-ons. In 5.5 seasons with the Gunners, the forward helped the club win 11 trophies, including the Premier League, 4 times. With your NBC Sports Audio Update, I'm Dan Schwartzman.